T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hopefully you got where you needed to be safely today. Your house isn't too flooded. You didn't have any tree damage, but we're all kind of in the same boat there. We had a very tough driving around. I lost power 3 or 4 times last night, but thankfully it came back on about 7 o'clock this morning. Kids' schools are canceled and delayed, and I know it's mayhem for a lot of you, so hopefully things are okay. You got to work okay. Your kids are okay, but it was a doozy. A real doozy, Evan. How are you, buddy?
I'm great. By the way, Patty Mills, if you're listening, I love you.
Oh, stop. One regular season win. Jesus Christ. Ugh. All right, a couple things today. We'll get to all the Jet nonsense because Woody Johnson has come out of the ivory tower and spoken and done something that's not, frankly, all that unique to Woody Johnson. Or, for that matter, his brother Chris Johnson when he ran the Jets. But we'll let you hear the vote of confidence coming up in just a second. Low-hanging fruit, because I know it's a big thing that's kind of in the mix right now, and that is the New York Mets. So a couple things on the Mets. Number one, they did announce that they're bringing back their pitching coach, Jeremy Hefner, which is all well and good, but a typical Met that you don't hire the head of baseball, you don't hire a manager, and now you're going to force feed whoever those guys are to get those jobs, the pitching coach. Not to say that Hefner's not a good pitching coach, but they do things backwards all the time.
Completely backwards.
Right?
Completely backwards. No offense to Hefner. I have no issue with Hefner. Can you hire a team president before decisions like these are made?
Now, on that note, here's the story. I think Mike Pumer broadcast the first on Twitter or something like that. The report out there, and I guess SNY has doubled down on it, is that the New York Mets now want to talk to this dude, Matt Arnold, who's with the Milwaukee Brewers, right? And Matt Arnold is the general manager of the Brewers. He's been David Stearns' right-hand man the whole time that Stearns has been there, basically. He's his guy, right? Mm-hmm. He got promoted to GM a year ago. And since you can't get David Stearns, well, you might as well get David Stearns 2.0, which apparently is this guy, Matt Arnold, right?
You can't get the girl you asked out. Ask out her sister.
Yes, especially if they're twins. That's a good way to go, too, because then they can rotate. You don't even know what's going on. And anyway, that's a separate story for another day, though. So here's the deal, and here's why I laugh about it, because I want to be clear. I am not a baseball insider. I'm not a baseball expert. I'm not claiming to be. But the way a lot of you people talk.
You people?
You people.
I
love it. I love it. Yeah. I love it because a lot of you people, meaning baseball fans, think like you know everything when you don't know a damn thing that you're talking about. So the notion right now is that can't get Stearns, go after Arnold, okay? And the Milwaukee Brewers can't stop Matt Arnold from accepting the Met job because there would be a promotion. That is not true. Sorry. Hate to burst your bubble.
So the Mets.
Pick up the phone and call someone.
So, I am picking up the phone.
Yeah,
I'm a baseball
me.
Fan, and yeah. I'm calling my pal Craig.
As you should. And I want to be clear. I am not claiming to be a baseball insider, but I do have friendships with Major League Baseball. Rob Manfred was on this show for an hour a couple months ago. So I picked up the phone.
Hey, Craig.
Yeah?
Did you see the Nets game last night?
No, I decided not to watch the Nets game last
Anyhow,
night.
Anyhow, yeah. Can the Mets hire Matt Arnold since it would be a promotion?
No.
What do you mean,
not because of that. No.
Now, so how can we hire Matt Arnold?
The Milwaukee Brewers can give Matt Arnold permission to get the best deal he can, mm-hmm. and they can allow him to go to the New York Mets for whatever job.
So that's the only way the Mets could hire Matt Arnold.
Here's
they would
why.
Need the Brewers owner, who's refused to allow them to talk to David Stearns. He would have to allow
he
them.
He has to allow that to happen. Now, when I put on Twitter to say that they're not hiring Arnold, it's because I don't know if the Brewers owner is willing to let Matt Arnold go. I know nothing about Matt Arnold other than he's been David Stearns' guy since Stearns has, you know, kind of led the resurgence in Milwaukee. Right. And I know he's very well thought of.
And he came from the Rays organization, too.
Right.
So he's got a nice pedigree.
So I do want to be clear. I'm not claiming to know everything. I don't. But I do know this because I picked up the phone.
Mm-hmm.
I called a Major League Baseball executive.
Yes.
And I asked him the question. I go, a lot of people are claiming that the Mets can call Matt Arnold up directly, and there's nothing the Milwaukee Brewers can do about it, because to be the president of baseball operations for the Mets is a promotion from being the GM of the Brewers, right?
Right, right.
Right. And he said, well, that would be the case unless something has happened that you would not know about.
What would that be?
And I said, well, what would that be?
Yeah.
If the Milwaukee Brewers gave this Matt Arnold guy a multi-year extension contract,
right,
whatever his contract is. If it is a multi-year contract, Matt Arnold loses the right to leave for any promotion. He would then need the Brewers' permission to go to the Mets for whatever the job might
be.
Now, here's the rub now. I don't know if Matt Arnold has a multi-year contract with the Brewers. If he doesn't, then go talk
to him.
Well,
and also to your point.
But if he does, you cannot hire him without the Brewers allowing you to.
Well, logic would tell me that the Brewers, assuming that Mark Attanasio, however you pronounce his last name, assuming he's a somewhat decent guy, would allow Matt Arnold to interview and then potentially accept a job in New York City where it's an upgrade job. It's a promotion. So, look, to your point, I guess he has the right to say no,
but
that's not exactly the right thing to do when you're talking about a guy who can go from general manager to president of baseball operations.
If you've been very good to that guy financially already, if you think that your current head of baseball operations, Stearns, is one day going to leave because he's been courted a lot,
then you would promote Arnold yourself.
And you have, you know, Stearns 2.0 already in the building.
Right.
All that guy's got to do is wait for Stearns to leave, which would be a year from now, because he's under contract through 22, and then Arnold becomes the Brewers head guy.
Right.
So if I'm the owner of the Brewers, you bet your ass I give Arnold a multi-year contract, because he's my GM or president of baseball operations in waiting. That way, it's seamless for me. But all you big-mouth jackasses on Twitter who think you know everything, I think I couldn't possibly know what I'm talking about. One for me, zero for you.
I'm not denying anything you said. I just want to come from the perspective of people that hate you on Twitter. Is that fair? Can I do that?
Apparently, there's a few of them.
Well, here's what I'm going to tell you.
Yes.
As a Met fan, it's frustrating. It's frustrating that they have not hired a team president. It's frustrating that the offseason is going to start in a week and a half. It's frustrating that they're bringing back their pitching coach, and yet they don't have a team president. Okay? So do you understand, A, why the Met fan has some semblance of frustration?
Yeah, because you're Met fans.
Yes, we would like a team president. I don't know who the right answer is. I've got my opinions, but I just want a team president. In one breath, you have mocked us, rightfully so. No one wants the job. Billy Bean doesn't want the job. Theo doesn't want the job. The kid from Tampa, Bendix, doesn't want the job. Nobody wants the job. Then in the next breath, we finally get some hope for about 5 minutes. Oh, Matt Arnold seems great on paper. Comes from Tampa, has worked with the Brewers. Great. And here comes Craig Carton with his cold water, and he dumps it all over our heads. That's the problem.
Every now and then I do like to be accurate.
No, I get
like
that.
Like even Mike Puma's story. Like, if you read what he wrote on Twitter, you know, there's a cop-out line in it.
Mm.
And that is, the Mets may have made him an offer.
Right.
So either they did or they didn't. Like, what do you mean they may have made him an offer? Like, how is that a story? Like, hey, I may have had eggs for breakfast. Maybe I didn't. Right? And Mike's a great reporter. I'm not looking to take a shot at him, but You know, the notion that the Mets have interest in Arnold makes complete sense
to me. Sure,
sure. Because they've gone after Stearns four times.
Right.
And they've been rebuked all four. So if you've got the 2.0 version of it, of course it makes sense. And let's agree on one other thing. And I don't mean this to you because I do think you've probably heard the name Matt Arnold before. I never have. And the majority of people who now are, you know, expert jackasses on Twitter, you've never heard of Matt Arnold either. You know nothing about him.
Yeah, but here's what we're all mostly doing.
Just big. It's a, like, let's just keep it real.
Yeah, but
I don't claim to know a damn thing about Matt
Arnold. Craig, here's what we're all doing, and you can tell me if this is fair or not, all right? We are looking at the organizations where guys work. We're saying, hey, does that organization know what they're doing? Yes, get me someone from that tree.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean I know Matt Arnold personally or know much of his track record other than the bio you can read on the internet. But when you hear Josh Burns in L.A. or you hear Peter Bendix in Tampa or in this case, you hear Milwaukee, that's what draws you in. The Brewers know what they're doing. That's not disputable. They have been a good organization for a bunch of years now. So the appeal to certain guys, other than a guy like Brian Sabian, who we know much better because he was a GM and team president for a long time, we can cite the moves he's made. We know the track record. That's what we're looking at. We're looking at the organizations teams come from. Now, does that mean that guy's going to be a great team president? Look, based on the last year or so, something bad's going to come out about anybody the Mets hire.
True.
But, that's what we're looking at.
It fascinates me the way these stories get reported. Like, it's the same thing like watching the Deshaun Watson reporting. People just, you know, you can yell at me, I guess, because he didn't become a Dolphin just yet.
Yeah, we can yell at you.
Yeah, but like,
of course we can.
But you know where I'm getting information from, and I'm very well in touch with what's going on with Deshaun Watson side. But it's like people just say things like, yeah, are they interested in Arnold? I'm sure they are. Can Arnold leave just because he wants to? No, he can't. I just call it Major League Baseball. That's what I did it a half hour ago because I want to know if I was right.
When you called Major League Baseball, did they give you any idea who the Mets may end up hiring as the team president?
No, they don't know. I can't speak for them, but they have no idea.
Can you give me like something?
No.
Like a crumb?
I can't give you anything.
I just want a crumb as a Met fan because Yankee fans are thinking about the offseason. They kind of have an idea of what they may target. They could speculate about players. Before we get to speculate about players, we have to speculate about executives that we've barely heard of.
Yeah.
It's not as much fun as speculating on players.
No, I agree, because who cares at the end of the day? The guy wearing a suit ain't winning games for you.
Well, their decisions are.
Yeah, but, you know, listen, we at the end of the day, those guys are like the wallpaper, right? Yeah, that's what it is. We get excited about players.
Yeah, but they're the
show me a new starting second baseman, a new shortstop, a pitcher.
You're right about that, but you've gone on and on about Brian Cashman and his brilliance.
The greatest general manager of all time.
Okay, well, that's proof that hiring your next team president matters. Are you getting the next great general manager, or are you getting Brody Van Wagenen?
Well, I think you're getting whoever says yes at this point. I mean, I guess they said Scott Harris, who's the Giants GM, he said no. I mean, who said yes? No one yet.
Brian Sabian apparently is interested. Why haven't the Mets made a call on him?
That's a good question.
He hasn't won enough championships. Three's not enough for you?
Maybe Sandy's blocking that one.
Well, that's a problem if that's the case.
I don't know that to be true. I'm just
Do me this favor, and I want an answer by the end of tomorrow. Find out if the Mets have interest in Brian Sabian. And if the answer is no, you better tell me why.
Well, I can't.
Is that fair?
No.
Get to work.
No.
Get to work, Minion.
The Mets aren't paying me. I only called MLB up today because I, frankly, forgot to watch Law & Order, and I had some extra time on my hands. Yeah, because I got in really early. I left earlier today because I was afraid of the weather and not being able to, you know, get here, and 78 was backed up for a bit, and then I cruised right in. I got here crazy early today. I've been in the building since 10:24.
Wow.
So I ordered Vietnamese food, a good day for some hot soup, and I called MLB up. Hi, MLB. Craigie here. Yeah, just out of curiosity, if Matt Arnold wants to leave County, no, he can. If he has a multi-year contract, he cannot.
Can you also ask them about the CBA? Are we going to have a lockout,
MLB?
No,
I'm not asking that question.
You know, can you ask some more questions?
No.
I want you to find out about Sabian. I want you to find out if there's a lockout. Get to work. Thanks.
So for all you Met knuckleheads, that's your update. Maybe they do hire Arnold, but they ain't doing it without Milwaukee blessing it. That's what I'm trying to get at here, is that they can't just offer him the job and get him. Milwaukee has to allow it to happen.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
Oh, here's what's interesting.
What?
Oh, la, 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 la. Sometimes the blind squirrel finds a nut.
Is this Deshaun Watson related?
Squirrel, Evan.
No, I know that. I'm trying to figure out what it is. Is it Deshaun Watson related?
So all you people on Twitter that attacked me viciously this afternoon when I said that Matt Arnold ain't going to be the New York Mets baseball operations guy.
What, he wasn't given permission?
And then I went further and I said, the Mets have to get permission from the Brewers owner because of that clause the people at MLB told me about today,
right.
Which was if the Brewers sign Arnold to a multi-year contract, then the Mets can't just sign him, right?
Yes, you did say that. Yeah.
Oh, well, look who finally came around. Andy Martino.
Did he?
The Mets have requested but have not received permission to speak to Brewers general manager Matt Arnold, according to multiple league sources.
Great.
Not totally dead,
but dead,
but no permission. But, oh, pardon me a second, sir. Why would the Mets need permission if they can merely offer the guy a promotion? Oh, because what Carton said 2 hours ago had to be wrong. He doesn't know what he's talking about. Once again, I win, you lose.
Yeah, the problem is we as Met fans lose.
Yeah.
Congrats on
Carton
being
doesn't
right.
Know who Arnold is.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, great, you're right. Have a party. What about us as Met fans? Who the hell's going to run this
fans
team?
Fans lose again. Yeah.
You
don't know the rules. The Mets can sign Arnold right now because it's a promotion. Learn baseball, Baldy. La, la, la. Yeah. La, la, la. You've no idea what you're talking about. Carton probably thinks he's talking about Stearns. Carton doesn't know this, doesn't know that. Yeah, it's called picking up the phone and doing research.
Great.
That's all it is.
I'm glad you're happy.
I am
all
happy.
Of us as Met fans get the shrapnel of another executive that we're probably not going to get. But you know
what? Wait a minute, Evan.
You're happy.
Why did the Mets need permission if it's a promotion?
Oh, I get it.
All you Twitter experts out there.
I didn't say that to you.
Yeah, every one of you morons, you Twitter experts. Yeah, they don't need permission. It's a promotion. And I explained it
in
a tweet.
You did explain
it. I said they need permission because he's probably got a multi-year contract, and that's from MLB. Right?
Yes.
And it turns out that I happen to be right.
Congratulations. You want some cookies? You want me to buy you something?
Woo!
Do you understand, though, that your celebration hurts the Met fan who didn't care whether you were right or wrong, who just want a team president and like the idea of Arnold on paper because of his resume? So you're right. You're happy. The Twitter morons are wrong. Great. Now what?
That's a win for the good guys.
Okay. Now what about the franchise known as the New York Mets?
Yeah.
What about them?
They're a dumpster fire.
Okay.
They're always going to be a dumpster fire.
Thank you.
Listen, I'm a Jet fan. I told you yesterday. I've just come to terms with it. My team's always going
to
suck.
I don't want to come to terms with the dumpster fire. I want to put the fire out. I want to take the garbage and put it somewhere else.
I want
my organization, who has a brand new owner who's a billionaire, to be competent. That's all I'm asking. And by the way, they haven't hired anyone yet. It could still work out swimmingly. I don't know if they pick up the phone and call Brian Sabian, who, Craig, they don't need permission to talk to.
Sabian's free.
They can call him up. He's won 3 championships, offer him a contract, and Brian can say, sure. They don't need to ask some millionaire owner like Adonasio, hey, please, Mr. Adonasio, please, can we have permission? You don't need to do that with Sabian. So get him on the phone and bring in a championship executive. I mean, enough already. It's October 26th. Let's move this thing along, please.
Move it along. That's not the Met way.
What are we going to wait till January? Are we going to wait for the lockout to end before they hire a team president?
Well,
is that the plan?
Start first.
December 1st. It's only a month and a half away.
Yeah, it is. It's not that far away. But there you go. So.
I love it. I'm glad you're happy.
Now, but here's what's interesting.
It's all that matters.
This, let me look this guy up. What's his name? Andy Martino? Hold on.
Oh, Matt Arnold or Andy Martino?
Martino. Here's what's funny about this Martino guy, right?
What about
okay.
him?
Okay, yeah. All right, hold on. Everyone's, throwing me into the mud today. Like, I didn't have it right. So, your boy Andy Martino.
Yeah.
All right. So, Mike Puma comes out first, right?
Yes.
Mike Puma says the Mets' top candidate for president of baseball ops at the moment is Brewers GM Matt Arnold. There has been contact. I'm hearing the Mets may have made him an offer.
Right.
All right?
Right.
I write out the Mets are not hiring Arnold, and it's got nothing to do with getting the whole thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Andy Martino then tweets out an hour plus ago, I heard the same thing as Mike Puma. All right? Well, now, wait a minute. You heard the same thing as Puma that the Mets have been in contact with Matt Arnold.
Yeah.
I said that without Brewer's permission, they can't be in contact with him.
Right.
They need now. They could have gotten permission, but I don't know if they did or didn't because he's got this multi-year contract, right?
Right.
All right. So now Edward poo-poos me. I'm wrong. I don't know anything about baseball, this, that, the other thing, right? And then all of a sudden, everything changes. Because someone decided, oh, wait a minute, Carton did his homework. Maybe we should pick up the phone as well and not just piggyback someone else's erroneous report.
Right.
So now it is the Mets requested permission, but the Brewers denied them. Well, that's a lot different than an hour and a half ago when you said there's been contact and they've spoken to the Mets.
Well, if there's been no permission, how was there contact? Yeah.
There wasn't any contact.
So then this was what?
This was a FUBAR'd report yet again that I had to correct.
So we had a few hours as Met fans to say, ooh, Matt Arnold, let's Google him. Ooh, we like the resume. Bring him in. Ooh, this makes sense. I like this. He's going to steal guys from Tampa. Ooh, maybe he'll steal Craig Counsell. Ooh. And then basically our bubble gets popped. That's essentially what our day was.
Well, I don't know if you were excited about Matt Arnold. Yeah, your bubble got popped.
Yeah. I was excited about a competent hire, and I was excited about a hire because, again, it annoys me when I hear news of the Mets are bringing back Jeremy Hefner when they don't even have a team president. Like, the team president should have some say in the coaching staff. Who decided to bring back Jeremy Hefner? Who? Rick Alderson did?
I had to, right?
There's a new boss coming to town, hopefully, supposedly. Is Sandy Alderson going to Dick Cheney this thing again and just name himself GM?
I mean, it's a family program, Evan.
But you know the reference.
No.
What?
Listen, I'll put up with a lot on this show, but that type of language I will not tolerate.
I said a man's
name. Is he going to Dick Cheney?
That's right.
I don't know who Cheney is, but I'm sure he does appreciate. You know,
he was the former vice president of these United States of America.
You better watch the language you use on this show. When I came back a year ago, I said it's a family program, you scumbags.
Are you calling me a scumbag?
No.
Okay.
Jeez. Huh. I love it when Twitter loses.
It makes me so happy.
Well, we all lose when we're on Twitter, that's for sure.
Oh, it makes me so happy. So...
All right.
I like when you're right and happy, but it's things that make me happy. When you're right about something that doesn't make me happy,
I'm sorry.
It's difficult.
I apologize,
I'm sitting
Evan.
Next to you, you got this big smile on your face, and I feel like the loser because I'm like, all right, great. Now what? All right. It's not going to be Matt Arnold. All right. Now what?
I have something that'll make you happy then.
Go ahead.
You want a little blast from the past that might make you happy?
Yes.
Because I know you're a historian.
I am, yes.
You're a guy that respects your history. You learn it, you read it, and you like to chat about it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, this whole week has been kind of an interesting exercise in specific dates X amount of years ago. Something happened. Like yesterday we did, you know, 35 years ago, the Mets game 6, 86, right?
Yeah.
And there's been a couple of those this week, it seems like. Not just the Mets one. I'm blocking on the other one top of my head, but there was one.
Well, it's a lot of World Series moments because it's late October.
Yeah.
So they're all good. Yeah. Every World Series moment that you want to come up with, the anniversary was either sometime last week or this week.
Yeah. So you may know, Evan Roberts, that today is an anniversary as well. All right? Because it was 25 years ago
today. Hold on a second. 25 years ago minus the one, 1997. Oh, Yankees Braves, the World Series.
You may remember this.
Again, the 2-2 to Larry's. In the air to left field. Back at the track at the wall. We are tied.
I just said to Tommy off the air, I go, call Jimmy up. And he looked at me like, Jimmy who? And I go, Larry's. And he says Larry's. In my ear, why? And I go, well, that's him right there, Jim Larry.
That was game four of the World Series. The pitcher on the mound was a fellow named Mark Wohlers. He was good at the time. Later played for the Yankees, believe it or not.
Yeah.
And the Yankees came back, won an extra innings, then won game five, won game six. And by the way, the Atlanta Braves, who begin the World Series tonight, they haven't won a World Series game since game two of that series at Yankee Stadium. That is, let me do the math, four... plus four, eight consecutive World Series losses.
For whom?
For the Atlanta Braves.
Nice. You think they go for nine tonight?
Yes.
You going to watch it?
Yes.
I'm not.
Why not?
Sixers-Knicks, dude.
Dude, the game will be in the second inning when the Knicks game is over.
Whatever.
Have you known baseball this year? That game's not ending till 1 a.m.
Just for the record, a couple hours ago, this is what I wrote on Twitter. If Arnold has such a contract, meaning the multi-year contract, the Brewers can 100% block him from the Mets' opportunity. Now it comes out that the Mets asked for permission to talk and were denied that opportunity.
You know what I'm going to do now for my own fun? I'm going to go back to that tweet that you fired off. And I want to see what everybody mentioned to you. What
everyone it's ugly, Evan. It's ugly. Those scumbags are crazy on Twitter. Yeah.
It would be a promotion for him if he joined the Mets. Yeah. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
Brewers can't deny him going for a higher position.
That's right. Yeah.
Shut your mouth.
Oh, nice one. Yeah.
What? They literally can't do that.
Oh, oops.
Oh, I like what TJ Conway did. He said, can you name a single player on the Brewers?
No, I cannot. Oh, yeah, Christian Yelich. Bang. Look at you. Holla at your boy. There you go.
Oh, this I like it. Craig talks a lot of blank out of his ass for Sparks on the radio. Oh, this guy claims that Arnold looks like me. He kind of does. I see it. It's the reddish tint of his
hair.
A little bit.
He's more handsome.
Yeah. Who's more? Me? I'm more handsome?
No, he is. He's more handsome than you. By a little bit. Just a little
they
bit.
They don't have a choice if the Mets offer him a promotion, you moron.
Oh, I'm a moron.
Yeah.
Twitter lost.
Yeah, most people thought you're an idiot. You're right.
I still might be an idiot, but on this one, I got it right.
Stop pretending like you know baseball.
I never said I did. I picked up the phone. I asked the question. And I made that clear when we came on the air. I never heard of Matt Arnold before today. I'm not claiming I knew anything about him.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, but I picked up the phone. And apparently my source at MLB was right.
So how do you acquire somebody who works in another front office? Like, you basically need the owner to just be a nice guy.
Well, or if that particular owner, for whatever reason, didn't give a multi-year contract to...
But what does that mean? The guy would have to be on a contract year?
Yep.
He would have to have 1 year left on his contract.
That is correct.
Okay.
That's correct.
And so David Stearns ended up having 2 years left on his contract.
Well, David Stearns and it's not is a different promotion. Because he's already their president of baseball ops.
And for him, it wouldn't be a promotion.
Right. Now, they have gone and asked for Stearns every year the last 4 years, apparently.
And his contract runs out at the end of the following...
He's out next year. Next year. So after next year, you know, unless they win the World Series and they decide to give him a buku raise, I would think that Stearns is gone next year.
Yeah, but you can't wait on him because you have to build a team now. Like, as much as I would love David Stearns or Theo Epstein changing his mind, there's an offseason that's about to start. The Mets have guys in their prime of their careers. You don't want to waste it.
Yeah, I agree.
You can't be sitting around waiting for an executive that may or may not come 2 years from now.
Good times.
Yeah.
By the way, the Giant Chief game on Monday night, Eli Manning and Peyton will be doing the Manicats. That will be very interesting. to hear Eli comment on, you know, the successes and failures of Daniel Jones and the team he knows intimately. That'll be a very interesting spot. That'll be Monday night. We've not seen the numbers yet for last night, but with Tom Brady as a guest, you have to assume it's their best ratings yet.
Well, and also, even though it was a close game, the game wasn't really good.
Yeah.
And so the talk show that Eli and Peyton were hosting was much more entertaining than the game. And you've got the game on in the background anyway. So that's why I think the ratings should be really good.
Yes. I mean, I would think they'll be good. The game itself stunk.
Yeah.
You know, it stunk. And thank you. Let's all, as Jet fans, thank the Lord that Geno Smith is still in the league. Because other than that one lucky pass to a DK Metcalf early in the game that went for like 80 yards for a touchdown, Geno Smith was every bit Geno Smith after that play. They scored 10 total points. That's it. A field goal for three quarters is all that offense mustered. And as a Jet fan,
you know what Geno Smith did, though?
You thank them.
You know what Geno Smith did that Sam Darnold was unable to do, that Zach Wilson will not be able to do this year? You know what Geno Smith did as quarterback of the New York Jets? He actually had a season where he started every game at quarterback. When was the last time we've seen that from a Jet quarterback?
This just in. I love it. I mean, this is now getting pathetic. I'm sorry. Like, Andy, just have Andy call into the show and thank me
at this point,
give me today's paycheck. Andy Martino, ready? The Mets need permission to speak to Arnold because he's under contract with the Milwaukee Brewers. Also, there is a belief that Arnold has language in his contract that limits his ability to interview with other clubs. Huh. Well, where'd you get that from? What do you mean there's the belief? You mean I tweeted out the facts of the case and now you're retweeting my facts as there's a belief? Arnold did not respond to a request to fact check that last point. Like, what are we doing,
but
man?
Isn't he also the guy that confirmed Puma's report?
Andy Martino, 3 hours ago, confirmed Mike Puma's report that the Mets had been in contact with Matt Arnold.
Right.
I come out and refute the whole damn thing. And now he's saying the Mets need permission, and there's language in his contract that prohibits it. Well, where did you get that from? Huh? That's what I'm dealing with today. That's where I'm going. Meanwhile, here's the end result of it. Whether they ultimately get permission or not to make Matt Arnold their new head of baseball operations, the Mets are the Mets. Even with Steve Cohen as the owner, nothing has changed in regards to the perception of how the Mets do their business.
Wait a second. Now, the Hefner thing aside, their inability to be able to talk to these guys is not a Met thing. It's a baseball thing. Your words. It's not the Mets' fault that they can't talk to anybody based on these rules that exist.
In regards to Milwaukee, that's right.
Well, in regards to Milwaukee, in regards to any executive they're trying to interview, a lot of these guys are in that same spot. So what is Mets like specifically? You tell me.
Hiring a pitching coach without having a manager.
I've made that clear.
Yeah,
I agree.
I mean, that's just
but
today,
the presidential
right?
search, the search for a president, my issues I've already laid out. Sandy being involved, hiring a pitching coach, but their inability to be able to talk to Matt Arnold is not something I can pin on Sandy Alderson or Steve Cohen. It's on Major League Baseball. And then it's on the people that reported it like it was essentially going to happen 6 hours ago.
Yeah, Andy Martino. All right, we'll get more of your calls coming up. We got some giant news. I don't know if it's news or not, but a little giant update as they get ready for the Monday night game. Of course, the Jet stuff with Woody Johnson coming out and giving the vote of confidence. And Stephen Ross, the owner of the Dolphins, was approached specifically about Deshaun Watson. Hear what he had to say after this on The Fan. It's Cardin Roberts. Now, listen, you've been thinking about it. Now's the time to act. If you want a free home security system and professional installation, Sloman's is the place for you. You even get a free doorbell camera, too. Here's this great limited-time offer from our partners at Sloman's. A free home security system, professional installation, free doorbell camera that connects to your phone when you use their low-cost central station monitoring. Call 833-933-SAFE. Here's what you get. LED touchscreen pad, motion detector, three-arm doors, and a backup battery. Call 833-933-SAFE. Get all of it for free when you use their low-cost central station monitoring. Sloman's Home Security. They're the GOAT when it comes to home security, so don't wait. Call now to protect your home and family. 833-933-SAFE. 833-933-SAFE. It also shows you how these alleged baseball insiders work. Because no one else put out this thing about Arnold's contract other than us here at The Fan. And now all of a sudden other people are regurgitating it as if they're aware of it. That's scary to me. And it shows you that you can't take anything they say without a major grain of salt because they make stuff up. That's how I view it. Or they steal from other people without crediting where the whole thing came from. In any event, it's Carton and Roberts, and we're on top of things. That's what we do here at The Fan.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan, WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
Well, a little update on the Met debacle earlier today. Martino now says he didn't have the radio on all day, and of course the Mets need permission to talk to Milwaukee. But that flies right in the face of his report saying, I agree with Mike Puma that the Mets may have already made him an offer. And there's a guy on Twitter who's no joke, his handle is Got No Sperm, who doesn't like me, but listens and follows, and is trying to mock, you know, my gambling addiction. So
well, that's not nice.
Bring it on. Bring it on. It just strengthens my resolve to live life the right way.
Got No Sperm.
Got No Sperm, yeah. He doesn't like me. Let me think, I'm going to lose sleep over that. Yeah, I might. That's going to be a tough one to go home with. Honey, some guy on Twitter named Got No Sperm hates me.
Now I'm checking out Got No Sperm.
I'm not sure if I'm going to make it through the night.
His other handle is from it, his balls don't work.
Yeah, his balls don't work. All right. And which one of us has the problem?
Not that I'm laughing about it not working.
No,
I'm laughing about...
Thank God a guy like that can't create more children.
I'm just laughing about the Twitter handle.
Yeah. Yeah, he'll be denied adopting, too. Take a look at his Twitter account. Hateful, hateful scumbag. That's what his Twitter handle should be. All right, here's Sean in Connecticut on The Fan. Oh, real quick, what did I tease going into that break? I'm trying to do a better job of delivering on what something Evan and I teased going into a break. And now I forget what the hell
Woody
I teased
Johnson,
going into the break.
John Mara.
Yeah.
Tom Brady. I got it.
Yeah, I know it is now. Good job.
Tom Brady related.
Yeah, so Tom Brady acknowledged that once the guy gave the football back to a Tampa Bay representative, he had no leverage at all.
He was
to negotiate.
Spot on when he said that. I completely agree.
So they did the right thing anyway. They kind of got guilted into it. But in addition, one sec, Shawnee. In addition to all the signed memorabilia and jerseys and cleats and all that stuff he got, you know, Tom is apparently very big on cryptocurrency now. He's doing commercials with Giselle for it. They actually gave the guy a single Bitcoin, which today is worth like $63,000.
Wow.
So all in, he got about $100,000 worth of stuff all in, maybe a little less than that. The claim is that the ball's worth $500,000.
Okay, so he received a fifth of its value.
But you know what? The story ends well, I think.
It also has potential to be more. Sorry to interrupt you, but it has potential to be more than that. I mean,
the Bitcoin?
Yeah,
theory
to
Bitcoin
rise.
Could be $100,000,
yeah.
Right? If he doesn't sell it.
Yeah.
And the reason they didn't do the golf or any kind of, you know, in-person picture, they went to the COVID thing.
Oh, come on.
Yeah. I mean, Tom Brady's posing with a kitty safe from cancer. There. No problem. But they said the reason there was no interpersonal, you know, contact or photos.
He doesn't want to play golf with him. That's it.
Yeah.
Tom Brady does not want to spend 5 hours with this dude playing golf. That's it. That's the story.
But I think at the end of the day, the guy showed up to a game and goes home with three jerseys, a signed ball, signed cleats, and a Bitcoin. He had a pretty good day.
By the way, the COVID excuse works on everything. Sorry, can't go there. COVID protocol.
Yeah, especially like if you go on a blind date and it's not like what you were hoping for. You pull the old appetizers have just been ordered. Oh, my God. No. What? Billy's got COVID. I was with him all night last night. I'm going to go home because I don't want to get you sick. God forbid. If I don't have it, we'll regroup in a couple weeks.
That's another one.
All right, Sean, what's up, buddy?
Not much, boys. What's going on?
All right. What's up?
Listen, Lou Saban was head coach of the Buffalo Bills, by
the way. Yes, he was for a very long time. And who replaced him?
That I do not know.
Oh, yeah, you do.
Marv Levy.
Oh, Marv Levy? Well, I should have known that.
Well, we don't actually know that because usually Craig says stuff and it turns out not to be true.
I didn't say anything.
Have to double check that to make sure.
I will give you the answer if you want to know the answer, though. The answer is, after Lou Saban,
the answer is Jim
there
Ringo.
There was a guy named Jim Ringo.
And then it was Chuck Knox.
That's right.
And Jim Ringo played for who?
The Beatles.
No.
He was
a setter for the Green Bay Packers.
Of course he was.
Then it was Kay Stevenson. Then it was eventually Marv Levy in 1986.
Yeah, so we totally forgot about Hank Bullock.
Five coaches off before we get to Marv Levy.
We came close.
We got there.
We did our best. All right, what's on your mind, buddy?
Listen, I just wanted to, you guys are talking about John Mara and stuff. You know, I remember Steve Smith, ex-Carolina receiver. He was talking, and he was saying how the Giants would never go get Kenny Galladay because he was the big alpha male, and they didn't want any of that in the clubhouse.
Okay.
Well, they go out and they get Kenny Galladay.
Right.
They go out and get a Dory Jackson.
Right.
Who's another top free agent. I mean, they are trying to do things, but the thing that they lack all the time for the last 3 years.
Well, you know, here's the biggest problem with that, because a lot of teams fail to improve their offensive line to the level that they needed to be. The first thing Dave Gettleman ever said when he got the job was what?
Exactly. I like the hog mollies.
Sean, in fairness, while he's failed to do a good job, Sean.
Appreciate it, buddy.
It's not as if he hasn't tried. They signed Nate Solder. They drafted Will Hernandez. They drafted Andrew Thomas. Like, he's made an effort to fix the offensive line, so it's not as if he's ignored it. If the critique is, Dave Gettleman's ignored it, that's not true.
He just hasn't done
it effectively.
Yeah, that's right.
We're sitting here all these years later, and it's still not great.
When you make a proclamation about a focus you're going to have that has to get better for the team to have the ultimate success you want, and although you've tried unsuccessfully to make it better, it's like the hand of God comment, right?
Okay, but in fairness,
when things don't work out, people go right back to that.
Okay, now in fairness, we are how many games into this season now? Seven games into the season.
Yeah, unless you've had a bye.
List them. What are the Giants' biggest issues right now through seven games?
Defense.
Not the offensive line?
I think it's offensive line might be second or third.
I don't even think it is.
I do.
I think their offensive line, while still not elite, is not their biggest issue.
Their biggest issue, number one,
is their defense. If you want to get specific, other than last week where Ojulari was awesome, they don't get a consistent pass rush. Number two, Adoree Jackson has not had a great year. And then number three, and this isn't an excuse, these are just the facts. The injuries have crushed them. Losing Blake Martinez was significant. Outside of that, their defense has been relatively healthy. And offensively, whether it was Evan Ingram early, whether it's Saquon Barkley now, whether it's the cavalcade of receivers, whether it was Daniel Jones for a half, they have been destroyed by injuries. My point is this, not that their offensive line is great, but I don't think their offensive line is their biggest issue. If we're defining why they're 2-5, it's not their offensive line.
We can't do this because it's already happened. It's history. But the argument could be made, I'm sure they make it internally all the time when they deal with the criticisms that they've taken, that they are three plays away from being 500 or better football team. Now, that's BS because you lost those games, and that's the way it goes, and you can't get them back. But I'm sure that there is a level of conversation amongst the executive branch and ownership branch of the New York Giants that has probably said something along those lines, right? Because that's human nature. Like, if they don't call the Dexter Lawrence offsides on the field goal, that's a win.
Right.
We won that game.
Right, you're 3-4.
Okay, right. If we don't do this, like there are not, the
every
last couple
team
games,
can do that though mostly
because they've been waxed, in a couple losses.
Look, obviously the games you get blown out in, but you can do that all through.
I'll
the NFL
I'll tell you what's
going to
pain them when they look back on it. Obviously the Washington game for sure, it's going to pain them as it should. But when you recognize at the end of this year that the Denver Broncos are an under 500 football team.
Yes, that game looks brutal.
You're going to look back and go, how in the world did we not win that game? Because we were healthy for that game.
Well, the games that you jump out at are the first three games of the year. A bad Denver team, a Washington game that you threw away, and a game against Atlanta at home.
Now, I will say this.
You got to win two of those games. And if you win two of those games, think about what your record is right now.
Yeah.
You're sitting in a playoff spot, basically.
Right. And all of a sudden, the rhetoric on Joe Judge is a lot different. The rhetoric on Dave Gettleman is somewhat different. Giant fans are feeling like, okay, when do we play the Cowboys again?
Yeah.
Right? But it, when you lose games like that.
But you know what's crazy?
You know, that's the way it goes.
And I'm not saying they're going to beat Kansas City, but when you look at the NFC, and I was thinking about this last night watching the Saints game, and the Saints are 4-2. We obviously have three wild cards now in the NFL. We have seven playoff teams. And you start to look at these teams, and you're figuring out who they are. Like, okay, the Cowboys are going to win the East. The Packers should win the North. The Bucs should win the South. And Arizona and the Rams are both making the playoffs. That gets you to how many? That gets you to five. And it gives you two more playoff spots. Well, now you're thinking, all right, is New Orleans that good at 4-2? Who's next? Is Minnesota that good at 3-3? Are the Falcons that good at 3-3? Are the Bears at 3-4 in a playoff race? The point is, when you start to think about those last two teams that make the playoffs,
sure,
it's not crazy to rationalize how winning nine games, probably not eight because that's under 500, how winning nine games could get you that last playoff
spot.
That means
you got to steal a win. Which, like, whether it's the Raiders game, which they'll be underdogged in, obviously, in 2 weeks, whether it's the Monday night game coming up against the Kansas City Chiefs,
right,
you have to get back some of the ones you gave away.
And it's also why, as crazy as this may sound, on Sunday night, when the Dallas Cowboys play the Minnesota Vikings, you should just root for the Cowboys. Concede the division to them.
They're winning
the division. The Vikings are in that bucket of mediocre teams battling for one of those last two playoff spots. The Minnesotas, the New Orleanses. Because I don't think New Orleans is all that good despite their win last night.
I agree.
All those teams. Like, making the postseason, and I'm not trying to tell a Giant fan they're going to get there, but the roadmap ain't that complicated.
Yeah.
When you look at the bottom of this conference, because seven teams have to make the playoffs.
Yep.
Someone's making the playoffs.
No, you're going to be in the, if you do it right, you're in the same boat you were last year, regardless of what the ultimate record is, where you're playing meaningful games in December to keep you alive for a wild card spot. You're not winning the division. I think every Giant fan accepts that at this point. The Dallas Cowboys are the class of the East, and it ain't close. But you got to go out from this point on, you got to win every game where you're the better team, and you got to steal a W or two. Now, I think that they'll steal the Raider game. We'll get into that, obviously, next week after the Monday night game against Kansas City. And there are some people, I'm not among them, that think that they can actually go toe-to-toe with the Kansas City Chiefs because their defense sucks.
Well, and also the quarterback is turning the ball over every single week, multiple times. Why?
You got to steal a W somewhere, dude.
Well, that's how you do it. You do it by not dropping interceptions when Patrick Mahomes lays one in your breadbasket. Yeah. And if you've watched the Chiefs this year, the anomaly that doesn't even make that much sense, because it's not even like their offensive line is really doing them in, is that the amazing Patrick Mahomes, the immortal Patrick Mahomes, looks very, very human. He doesn't look like the invincible guy over the last couple of years. Right now you got a team that looks like you can hang with.
I'm shocked that Atlanta's 3-3, but then I took a second look and I remembered they beat the Jets, the Giants, and the Dolphins.
Exactly.
Right? Their wins are by 2, 3, and 7.
Well, think about it.
They're 500.
The New England Patriots are 3-4. Who have they beaten? They've beaten the Jets twice and the Texans.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why no matter who is on your schedule, you never apologize for beating a bad team.
Right.
If you beat enough of these bad teams, you may be in a playoff race.
Yep, 100% right. 877-337-6666. Are you familiar with Battlefield 2042? Any of you guys, is that in anyone's wheelhouse? Little bit? Nobody? Nobody.
Huh. Battlehouse 2042? Battlefield.
Do you even know what it is when I mention it? Thomas?
Yes, it's Call of Duty, correct?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
And I saw the trailer.
You did see the trailer.
I did, yes.
All right. Well, in Battlefield 2042, they have a little fun with who the NFL MVP is going to be in that year, 2042. Do you want to take a guess who they have?
Tom Brady.
That's right.
I mean, come on. Is that not easy? Or a Manning. Just any Manning. No. Name a Manning.
It's Tom Brady. Oh. Check out the trailer. It's pretty dope. Battlefield 2042.
How old would he be in 2042?
So that's 21 years from now.
It's 19, 21 years.
So he'd be 65, right? Didn't George Blanda play into his 60s or no?
Not quite his 60s, no.
No, but he kicked.
Yeah, he also wasn't quarterbacking 16 or 17 games a year, George Blanda, when he was playing late into his life, if you will.
Yeah, did you enjoy Tom Brady on the Manning Cast yesterday or
yeah,
no?
Yeah, it was all right.
He's such an amazing human being, isn't
he? No, I wouldn't go that far, but it was somewhat enjoyable.
It's great seeing him when it's not Jim Gray puckered up to his buttocks, too. Like, they busted his balls a bit.
Well, you knew Eli was going to get his shot in.
I enjoyed when we got to play against each other.
I enjoyed all of our games against each other.
All right. 877-337-6666. Carton Roberts on the Fan. We have a Kenny Galladay update, and it's not good and may affect his ability to play. We'll see. Grubhub loves restaurants, from the food to the passion and the determination of the people behind them. They know that a restaurant's reputation matters. Good food deserves good service, delivered fast, fresh, and exactly how restaurants intended it to be. Restaurants work hard to serve their customers, and Grubhub works hard to serve them. That's why Grubhub is introducing the Grubhub Guarantee. Grubhub guarantees your food will get to you on time within the delivery window for the lowest price compared to other apps, or you get at least $5 back in perks. Order now through the Grubhub app or online. And Grub, what you love.
The Fall Classic begins tonight. We're all picking sides. Big Mac's picking the side.
I don't think anybody cares Braves around here.
No, people care. Ratings for the World Series have actually been, for the postseason, have been pretty good.
Not here.
No, there's people. You don't care.
I don't think so.
No, there's people.
I got a Knick game tonight, dude.
Do you think the Knicks will have more viewers in the World Series tonight locally?
Locally, yeah.
No.
For sure.
No.
Not even close.
Dude, like 200,000 people watch the Knicks.
That's more than going to watch baseball.
Ah, totally wrong. It's the World Series.
It's Atlanta. Come on.
Dude, there's going to be, based on the ratings history, let's say 12 million people watch game one, which is a fair guess.
Right.
11 million. Maybe it's down. Maybe it's up. Around that range.
There'll be 100 that watch them here.
100 people in New York will watch it? No way. So they're all, who's watching it then?
You and your family.
No, where are the 12 million people coming from? Atlanta?
Hawaii.
I am excited for the World Series tonight. I will watch it. I am rooting for the Houston Astros. I'll be
Who's doing the national anthem tonight?
I have no idea.
That's what I care about.
Well, why don't you Google it and look it up then?
All right, I will.
I can tell you who the starting pitchers are. Do you care about that?
Nope.
It's Charlie Morton against Framber Valdez, if you care. But right now with the FanDuel Sportsbook app, you can bet a same-game parlay bet on Game 1 of the World Series.
It's Pentatonix. That's that a cappella group from that movie where they sing a cappella. What was it called again with the fat girl? The fat British girl who's now not so fat.
Oh, Pitch Perfect?
Pitch Perfect.
Yeah,
I don't know if they're in that, are
Pentatonix
they?
Is in Pitch Perfect.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do we really going to trust him? Mr.
No,
Lou Saban.
I know they did a spot on Sesame Street. I've seen it 100 million times. But besides that, I don't know.
You should watch the Beyonce Sesame Street episode. Very good. Very, very good. Yeah, I'll play that song for you coming back.
By the way, Jay-Z's been at both Net games this year.
Is that right?
Yeah,
with Beyonce or
no? No Beyonce for either.
Oh, look out.
For either. What's
look
going
out.
On there?
I don't know.
What's up with that?
I don't know.
She was there for game 7 for Nets Bucks.
Of course. It's.
I'm just letting you know. So you can bet a same-game parlay bet on Game 1 of the World Series, and if you don't win, you get a refund in site credit. So
pardon me a sec. It's not Pentatonix. Sorry.
No kidding. No. You got something wrong?
It's not. That was last year.
Wait, so who's singing it this year?
Nobody knows.
Oh, wait a second. I got to get this answer now.
I just want to be clear. I know we have to take a break, but it's. I'm sorry about that. Nobody knows.
No, I'm figuring it out. It can't be that difficult to figure out.
Apparently, there's a controversy. Do this stuff after the break. We'll get into it, okay?
I got it. Oh, no, saying, no. That was game 6.
What am I saying about it?
The moon expert says it's Keke Palmer.
He's no idea what he's talking about.
He has no idea. You have no idea.
Maybe it is.
Maybe it is.
There's controversy.
I trust Rosenberg more
we'll
than
get to
I do
it at the end of
Evans.
This read, Evan.
What read are we talking about?
The one you're in the middle of.
Oh, that's right. So,
I don't understand why the breaks. You know, we did a read, because the 1 minute read took 6. That's why.
He's so angry right now.
It's Carton and Roberts on the Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
By the way, I know I don't usually bring you interesting non-sports news, but I found this fascinating.
Was it the soccer legend Paul Scholes biting his hot daughter's toes?
No, but I saw that.
Wasn't that?
That was
a little
something.
Strange. Like Rex Ryan, biting his wife's toes is something different. That's
right.
A married couple that sexually active with one another.
Yeah.
But Paul Scholes, who's like a Manchester star or something like that, has a hot 20-year-old daughter who's like an Instagram model. And they put out a video, I guess, yesterday or today, where he's eating her toes.
Was there a reason he was eating the toes?
He was trying to like bite like
Part of the nail off?
Yeah, like if you have like a nail problem or like if you have a, I got some
cork. Right.
And you can't. He was basically biting her toes
so
and she's in a bikini.
So you've never done that for your sons or daughter?
I have one daughter.
Yes.
Who does go to the University of Miami and I am aware of the pool parties that they have down there. But no, I never put her toes in my mouth. Now, when they're infants, you know, you mess with their toes and feet because they're so cute and all that.
Right.
But I have a 21-year-old daughter. If I tried to eat her toes, I'm pretty sure she would say that's the most disgusting thing ever, Dad. Get out.
Yes, well.
Yes, nor would I want to.
Yes, it is rather disgusting. But
I don't have that type
that.
Of weird fetish where I like to eat people's toes, especially my children's. Yes, but Paul, and the problem is that she's hot.
You well, know, that became the story because everyone's like, oh, my God, look at his hot daughter.
And the caption on it was true love.
Right.
So she clearly had something caught in a toe.
Right. And she was happy, I guess, that her dad
like,
was
like
biting
maybe she
it
had
out.
A splinter or something. He's like, I'll just bite it out. Arr,
well, who bites who's biting a splinter?
Huh?
Who's biting a splinter?
You know, sometimes you get something called like, you know,
no,
like a cuticle.
I get it.
And you're like this. You're like, I get my teeth. I get teeth on it because you have a tweezer handy.
Yeah, but it's your foot. It's a foot.
Well, not just that. It's your daughter
and
in
your
a
daughter.
Bikini
well,
and a foot.
That does.
Yeah. But you do whatever you can for your kids. I keep telling
you. Yeah.
Whatever they want.
Have you ever...
But would I be shocked if she's on OnlyFans tomorrow? Looking for sugar daddies to eat her feet?
No. I'm sure she's getting a lot of requests. Hey, I'll bite your feet.
Would not surprise me.
So have you ever been to Disney World?
Yeah, it's the worst place on earth.
Well, no, and I get it. And one of the things I noticed when I went there is people like to walk around with these themed T-shirts about Disney World. Like themes like, hey, we're having our anniversary at Disney World.
Yeah, all right.
So one of the things is they use the Disney D as a part of the shirt.
Okay.
So there are couples that walk around Disney World that say, I gave her the, and then the Disney logo. And she has a shirt that says, I wanted the D. The
right.
Disney logo.
Nice.
It's caused major controversy.
Because it's not family
because
friendly or
something?
Because
people want Disney to ban the T-shirts from Disney World.
And which means they're going to.
Which means now, they may eventually succumb and
like,
do it.
They're the ones selling the T-shirt?
Well, so here's the thing. It's on Amazon. Like, you can go on Amazon
right now
and buy I Gave Her the D shirts with the Disney logo. And I think we all know the implication here. We're good here?
Penis, right?
Yes. I think that's the implication.
Just
and it's the
sure.
Disney
we're
logo.
On the same page.
I wanted that D, and it's the Disney logo. And people walk around with it.
I gave her the D. Let's I gave her the D.
Yeah. I think I remember seeing this when I was at Disney World a few years ago, and I remember laughing, thinking, like, this is the funniest thing I've ever seen. I was not offended. Now, my kids can't read, so maybe that's why I wasn't bothered by it. It's not like Jet was saying, Dad, what does that mean? Why did she give him the D?
Because,
I'm sorry, he gave her the D?
Well, these days, it could go both ways.
You're 100%.
Right.
But I always found it hilarious. But now there is this, I guess, you want to call it the cancel culture?
Well, you better order it now before you can't. Right? What size are you? I'll get you one right now.
Thank you.
Hi.
Which one are you getting me?
Do you want the one where you always wanted the D or you gave her the D? Which one do you want, Evan?
Oh, I think I would go with I gave her the D.
What size are you?
I'm a large.
You're a unisex large?
I'm a unisex large.
You think so?
What's a unisex large? Isn't a large a large?
I'm going to give you unisex.
Are you talking about my shirt size? Like,
yeah.
What are you asking me about?
And you want gray or white?
Gray.
Gray? All right. And which one do you want? I gave her the D or I wanted the D?
I gave her the D.
All right. There you go.
Are you getting one for my wife, too, or is it just for me?
I mean, you guys going to wear, like, as a couple?
I'd have to convince her.
You guys
are
like, go to bed together wearing
well,
the matching
shirts? Well, that's how people
shirts?
Wear it. They walk around Disney World holding hands, and the guy's like, I gave her the D, and she's got, I got the D.
And by
the way, I want this known, the Disney D.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
The Disney logo as a D.
All right.
I'm going to make that clear.
All right. I got you. I got you a long sleeve gray shirt.
You want to wear it next
all right?
week?
Wait, hold on a minute.
What?
Oh, $22.95.
It's not bad.
Happy birthday.
So I'm going to wear that maybe to one of our shows.
Yeah, I think you should wear it on TV.
Okay.
100%.
Is that allowed? Like, is that such a
why wouldn't that be allowed?
I don't know. It's a Disney logo.
You gave her the Disney.
And I love Disney. And that's the implication. I gave her the Disney. You know, I took her to Disney World. She wanted the Disney.
All right.
She took that Disney World.
It'll be here by November 9th. There you go. I guess it's on back order.
Thanks, pal. Yeah, because it's the hottest.
So popular.
It's the hottest shirt in the world now.
Here's Ed and Wontaw. Eddie, what's going on, buddy?
Evan, you were talking about a player who's better than Kevin Durant. I know you're a young man, so there'll be some forgiveness. But next time you're at the Clays, just look up in the rafters, number 32, Dr. J was definitely in his time better than Kevin.
Here's the thing, Ed. Here's the thing. And I defended Julius really hard to Craig when he made some comments the other day that I would rather not repeat. My point is this.
Most overrated player in the history of the game.
In terms of their careers, not what they did in New York, not what they accomplished here. In terms of their careers, Kevin Durant will be regarded as a better basketball player than anybody that played in New York City. And that includes Julius Erving, who, again, is an all-time great, who I passionately defended against Craig recently. But that's the point. Not that KD will have accomplished as much as Julius, who won two ABA titles with the Nets, or as much as Walt Clyde Frazier won two NBA titles with the Knicks. I would never suggest that. I would be lucky if Kevin Durant won two titles with the Nets. Let me get one before I get to two. But in terms of where they are viewed in the pantheon of NBA history, with all due respect, I think Kevin Durant will go down at a higher level.
It doesn't matter. Like, it doesn't diminish what Dr. J did at. I think that's how you took it. You know, it doesn't. And nor should it ever. You know, we have these fun conversations because they come out with these dopey lists, so it makes you start thinking about players from generations and eras and this and that. People think sometimes, Evan, that when any one of us or whomever, you know, applauds a player or says great things about a player, that in some way we're diminishing or being critical of some other player. We're not.
We're not.
They're mutually exclusive. Dr. J is one of the great players of all time, and obviously the merger is centered on his game, so his place in history is also different than most guys, right? That when we say that Kevin Durant might very well be the best player not named Jordan, or pick your favorite guy, it doesn't matter, it's an arbitrary thing anyway, that doesn't put anyone else down.
It's not. It's not a put.
It's additive.
And really, the reason
He's a good player.
And by the way, the reason I say it, it's not even bragging or anything. As a Net fan, what it is that we have greatness in our backyard. And I don't think a lot of people pay attention to it. And I understand the Knicks are the number one team in this town. Basketball may not be the number one sport in this town anymore.
You have one of the great players to ever play in his prime playing in
New York.
That's
the point, Craig. That's it.
Yes.
That's the point.
You're getting to see Hank Aaron in his prime. You're getting to see, pick your favorite sport, pick your favorite, you know, great player, you know, Michael Jordan in his prime. But here, now, historically, over the last, let's say, 50 years, so 1970 through today, there's not been a lot of times that we could say that for our franchise.
We haven't. Like, we've gotten stars past their prime. Like, Randy Johnson is an all-time great pitcher. He wasn't in his prime when he pitched for the New York Yankees.
Right.
Willie Mays is an all-time great. He was not in his prime when he played for the New York Mets. So, that's all it is.
Yeah.
And what I'm trying to do
knock
is
on anyone.
I'm trying to cherish the moment. Like, I'm in Brooklyn last night.
I can't believe you're going to miss any game in Brooklyn.
Well,
this year.
I can't go to
I know, but I can't believe it because you've got one of the great players in their prime.
You're trying to guilt
in
me.
Your building.
You're trying to guilt me.
And you're going to pass on.
You're trying to guilt me.
The game you don't go to could
like
be
this.
The night.
I don't like this.
He does something you've never
you
seen
know
before.
What? Craig, I had a big issue for many years.
He might have a game five like on a random Wednesday.
This is a true story. I had an issue for many years before Johan came along where every time I missed a home Met game, I'd be afraid. I'd be afraid that I would miss the no-hitter. It was a fear. It made me not be able to enjoy nights out because I'm like, oh, my God, if a Met pitches a no-hitter tonight, it's over. Once Johan pitched that no-hitter, yes, no-hitter, I was able to relax. I was able to take a deep breath.
Uh-huh.
Don't do this to me. Don't tomorrow, because I'm not going to the game tomorrow night. I'm just not. I need to spend some nights at home. Don't give me this.
But, Evan, you may miss your game.
I don't know how you pass up an opportunity to see that guy.
Bro, I can't go to 41 games. You know
don't
that.
Don't buy season tickets.
Like,
I'm just saying, you have a chance to see Willie Mays in his prime in your backyard.
I get it.
As a local athlete.
Yes.
Right? And there's going to be maybe 10 of those times out of 41, maybe 15, where you make the conscious decision, he might do something I've never seen before,
yes.
But I'm going home.
Well, dude, I'm not leaving early. I'm going home to watch it at home.
But to be in the building, like,
remember
game five he had?
Yeah, I remember.
So just think about this. Yeah. As great as it was even greater for you because you were physically in the building. You saw it.
Mm-hmm.
You'd never seen anything like that in your lifetime.
Oh, no.
You saw Jason Kidd do things you've probably never seen before.
Kidd was
but
amazing.
But in fairness, you never saw that.
I never saw that.
Imagine if that happens tomorrow.
You're such a jerk.
And you're home trying to torture
enjoying
me.
Enjoying a little chorizo quesadilla, spending time with your beautiful wife and your kids and your in-laws, and you're watching it, and you're 2 hours later because you DVR'd it.
Yes.
And you're going to say to yourself, you moron, how could you not have been there?
I can't. If I live my life that way, Craig, I'll have to go to every game.
And then you'll
I can't do that.
Like, you'll send, like, Rosenberg to the game or something. He'll be like, Evan, that was the greatest game I've ever been to in my life. Thank you so much.
As right as you may be, serious question, what could Kevin Durant do in a regular season game that would make me feel that way? Seriously. A no-hitter is one thing. I gave you something
specific.
How about
this? How about 50, 20, and 10?
It'd be amazing.
I'll just It'd be amazing.
I don't know if I don't know if that would crush me the way missing a no-hitter would have crushed me. You know what I mean?
I
won't miss a playoff game, barring something really unforeseen. I've never missed a Brooklyn Nets playoff game, going back to when they moved. So, obviously, the playoffs, I'm there. I haven't missed a playoff game.
How about 50, 20, 10 buzzer beater to beat the Knicks?
Well, I'm not missing Nets Knicks. What are you talking about?
I'm not missing that.
Just putting it out there for
And
you.
Why the hell would we need a buzzer beater to beat the Knicks if he's going for 50, 20, and 10?
Because nobody else is scoring.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.